Hello, am I speaking with Miss Greenhill?
Who's calling?
This is Aaron calling from MMA Legal. How are you today?
Can I ask what you're calling for?
Yeah, I'm just calling you in regards to your Scottish redress claim that you've opened up with ourselves.
Oh, right, sorry, I was wondering if that was there. I'm sorry, I'm with you, thanks.
That's okay, good, I'm glad you are. Kathleen, just before we do go ahead with the call, can you just get yourself to confirm your address for data protection reasons, please?
Yeah, sure. It's 21 Vela Street, Canada, Glasgow.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. And just to let you know, Kathleen, that this call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I can see here that we've got in your bracket here, your name is Kate. Is that what you want me to call you?
Yeah.
That's not a problem at all. So yeah, Kate, my name is Aaron, and I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. And what my job here is, obviously I know you've spoken to my colleagues previously around about a couple of weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago. So you've given them a statement, obviously of your time and care, and you know, the trauma or abuse that you might have faced. What my job here is I want to understand how that did affect you, and how it also affects you possibly to this day. So I want to try and paint the biggest and best picture I can on yourself, Kate.
Listen, I ended up on drugs for nearly 30 years in Britain.
Yeah.
And now that I've come away from it, I've got major trauma. It was violence and the way they were treating us, it was me. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so what I will be doing during this call is that obviously if you hear me just go quiet, I'm asking anything or talking and just making notes, that's all. Okay, so obviously thank you for telling me that. Obviously about your I don't want to call it an addiction because it's not what you're addicted to, it's what you're trying to do to, heal with your own pain. So me personally, I don't like calling it an addiction because it's an addiction's a whole different kind of title for me.
Mm.
Just so I can understand and paint the best picture that I can for yourself, I am going to ask a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can. Some of these questions can be a little bit sensitive, and I do apologise for asking them in advance, but I just want to get the best knowledge that I can on you. So have you been clinically diagnosed with any mental health issues or anything, Kate?
Well, depression and anxiety.
Depression and anxiety. Okay, and are you currently taking antidepressants or anything for them?
Yes.
Okay, and do you drink or take any drugs now?
Sorry?
Do you drink or take any drugs or recreational drugs now, Kate?
Yeah, I still smoke a couple of joints at night.
Yeah, okay.
Just recently, the past few years I've stopped, but I ended up on crack again and I've written absolute madness on this one.
Yeah.
And I used to wonder, you know what I mean, because to be quite honest, I had a really good family, a really good upbringing.
Yeah.
You know, and I always wondered why, because none of my sisters and brothers did like that, but none of them get sent to where I get sent.
Yeah.
Because I've always tried to figure myself out, and I don't know. You know, but I believe that it had a major impact on me. I did.
Yeah. I'll say, well, if you can feel it, and you know, feel it in your emotions and the way maybe you want.
Even when that place is mentioned, I feel physically sick at the thought of it.
I
it's a strange feeling because it didn't kind of come up to me later on.
Yeah.
And when I started discussing it from some women that were at the same times, I thought I was imagining things that happened. You know, you're a child, you have imagination. And I said something that this woman would never have known. And she's like, that was me, that you were trying to protect as a child.
Wow.
Because I get beat up for trying to... stop something happening, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think I was 8 or 9. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, no, it is. It's a very young age, isn't it?
Very young, and I kept thinking I was a badly behaved child or something, but that was even it. I think when years ago when that happened, like when you were running about Catholic school, this is just my thought. I think when you don't have a lot of money, you were sent to these residential schools to try and get a holiday, I think. You know, but No, and it's always these religious institutions that are worse. You know,
Somebody
said to me the other day at a recovery meeting, "Oh, you're a recovering addict." I went, "Oh no, I'm a recovering Catholic, sweetheart." You know what I mean? I'm like, and I stand by that now.
Yeah, no, of course. I understand what you're saying, 100%.
I'm like, I was brought up a Catholic, but I did not believe in any sort of godness. No. I'm like, no, that went out the window a long time ago, you know what I mean? I'm like, nah. It really just awful.
Yeah, no, of course. That's obviously your view, and you're more entitled to have your view.
It's a personal view, you know what I mean? Like, I have a sister that's so religious, but she never got sent to the institutions that I did.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm like, you go get your holy water from Lourdes Nutter. I know she thinks I'm the nutcase because I ended up on drugs and all that, so it's just, you know, perfection. Sorry.
Yeah, no, so good. You're more than welcome to rant on, fire away. That's what I'm here for, let it out. So just so I've got that note correctly, obviously, I know you smoke the cannabis of the night. Does that obviously help you sleep?
Aye. Yeah. I smoke it at 2 or 3 joints at night. I used to be a wee Ted all day, but no, I smoke it at night when I'm in the house and there's no chills about it. I feel in my room by area. I don't have children or anything. I don't have children, so it's not that I'm in, you know what I mean, I'm putting this on anybody else.
I own my room,
and I only smoke it at night, you know what I mean, so.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. It's your own home. You can do as you please as long as you're happy and you're smiling along the way. You're not putting anybody else in harm, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay, Kate, just one question I do want to ask you, and I am sorry, I do have to ask. As I said, it's one I've got to have the knowledge around so I can present the best case possible.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life?
Yes.
Okay. And what was it? Was it a possible overdose or was it an actual attempt?
Oh, not an actual attempt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you mind I am sorry to touch base.
No, listen, on the goals, you have to ask, on the goals.
Do you mind if I ask how you may have attempted to take your own life?
Yeah, cut my wrist.
Okay.
Fucking done it right ways there, didn't do any of that along the way. You know what I mean? I was like, no, I don't want to eat in the morning, but I have a different outlook now that I...
Yeah, okay.
So I mean, I quite like myself these days, so I don't want to go anywhere, I'm all good now. Well, it's not true, but I'm a lot better than what I have been.
No, but Kate, that's amazing here, and you should be proud of yourself for bringing yourself to them moments of feeling good about yourself and having the purpose to be here.
Yeah, other than just that daily kind of hating yourself, you know what I mean? The worst, you know what I mean? It's people that, you know what I mean, like, don't know drugs, they're like, you're fucking junkie, whatever. You keep telling yourself that. You know what I mean? I don't know any addict that's happy in addiction.
Exactly. And not only that as well, obviously, the journey that you've been on with drugs, you know, it's shaped you to be who you are today. If you hadn't have had them experiences that you might have had, you might not, you know,
I mean, I've been an ignorant person that I used to be,
of course, always look at the positives and sometimes, of course.
Listen, that's the way I'm these days, I've got to, because see that negative thing, it just keeps you fucking locked in, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course it does, yeah. Okay, so when you did attempt to take your own life, obviously by cutting your wrist, how long ago was that?
God, years ago now. I think like my workers and that would have the exact date, you know what I mean? I'm saying maybe 15, 20 years ago.
Okay.
tried it one more time. I've never even spoken about it the other time. It was an absolute funny situation when I thought about it. I don't even like collars at my neck.
Yeah, I get that.
And I swear it was quite funny that I actually put it around my neck and then thought, you don't like it with your neck, what the fuck, take that off. And I started laughing at myself, I was like, oh, this is, I'm manic right now.
Yeah. No, so I
you know what I mean, two serious attempts, but aye.
Yeah. Okay, and so obviously, I know you've mentioned you're in a much better place now, but you've not had any recent thoughts or anything like that since?
No, I'm just trying to get real,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's very, very, very good for you to want to be on that track now.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate, well, thank you very much for answering them questions. I do appreciate that.
No problem, man, no problem.
So, can I grab your GP practice name, please?
The one I'm at now is Barclay Medical Practice,
yeah.
Maryhill Health Centre. So it's Barclay.
Yeah, no, I've got that.
Medical Practice, Maryhill Health Centre, Glasgow. Maryhill, sorry.
Yeah, no, I've got that, thank you. Maryhill. Yeah, because I think there's like three or four up there, isn't there?
Yeah, I think they've got, so we're actually telling you it's Barclays Medical Practice, because there's loads of different ones, you know.
Yeah, Maryhill.
Mm.
Okay, and how long have you been registered at this GP?
My memory's awful, Ian. I think I'd say probably about 12 years, 16 years. And my other doctor, I was with him since I was born. I only changed doctor because I moved.
Yeah, well, do you remember the name of your patient?
Yeah, sure, it's Springburn Health Centre.
For Springburn, is it?
Springburn, so spring and then burn.
Oh, Springburn.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Springburn Medical Centre.
Yeah, and it's in Springburn, Glasgow. And it was Dr. Brown and Dr. Drummond, I remember them, you know, so.
Yeah, okay.
And I think they'll have more of my paperwork than this doctor, because I don't go to this doctor quite a lot. I've been going recently to get my bloods and things, you know, but
yeah.
I think maybe they've got a lot of my stuff, but I think Springburn maybe has more of it, because I was with that GP, you know, most of my life.
Yep, that's not a problem. What is the, oh, okay, so if we do 12 to 15 years off your age now, 34.
Yeah, because they were my doctor from when I was born. It was my parents' doctors, you know what I mean, so.
Yeah, I was there since
then. Yeah, the Springburn one, and then I moved and I switched to Maryhill. I know,
yeah.
I didn't like that doctor, but it's travelling, I mean, another doctor's, you know what I mean? It's hard enough trying to get a doctor's appointment, you know, so.
Of course, yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, it's a nightmare, isn't it? I think, like, what the average person has been pushed in the lanes right now, the average working man and woman, it's awful.
It is, and do you know what, nowadays, it's like, you know, you used to be able to go to your doctor's, and you had an appointment for, say, 10, 15 minutes, and you could go in and you could say, oh, I've got this wrong with me, this is doing me, and also, can you have a look at this doctor? And now, you know, you can only go about one thing, and if you've got another problem, you've got to go back.
I only found that out last week. I had a couple of things to speak to the doctor about, and I spoke to him about the first thing that I was there for, and then I went and buy the meeting, and they went, oh, no, you need to meet. I went, are you fucking having a laugh when you shoot up? I was like, oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
It is
exactly.
Mind-blowing.
She was not hearing me out. She just was like, no. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's crazy.
I don't know how the elder people, like, older than me, I'm 15 or 50, you know what I mean, you don't get much older these days, but the elder people that are very tech savvy or anything like that, I don't know how they're even getting doctors now. It's so sad.
I know.
Because they're just left to their own devices. I have neighbours that no one goes and sees them. And only for the grace of God that I'm a good person, like, I've got TV neighbours that I'll grab their paper and their milk and stuff.
Yeah.
They sit across the street and that, but nobody else does it for them.
Yeah, no, that's it. They've just got their own independence and that, haven't they? And it is, just, as you said.
One of them's got a carer and she'll only do certain things on certain days.
Wow.
and our bins were nae emptied out, and I was like, oh dear, I was like, fucking hell, this is wrong. Somebody's getting paid here and I'm in Hoovering, emptying bins and fucking going to the shops. And I'm like, where have been paid? It's just all right, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's, no,
it is.
It's no good, is it, man?
No.
I think we should look after them when we're young, you know what I mean, and we don't.
Oh, yeah, massively, because, you know, they're probably seeing a better country than we have.
Oh, God, listen, my wee mum and dad, man, they would be disgusted at the way your country is, isn't
it? What was that, sorry?
That my wee mum and dad would be disgusted at the way the country is, and hard-working people, do you know what I mean? Probably Labour voters at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when Labour was good.
Aye, when you're like in the 80s, you know what I mean? When it was a fucking Thatcher year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Aye, when they were for the working man, no.
Yeah.
It's so sad. It's all that. I'm trying to get back into work. I've no work for years. And I'm trying to get back into work. My mental health's in the gutter and everything else. My physical's no too good, but I'm trying. But fuck what am I trying for? you know what I mean?
I know, I do understand what you mean, but...
I know, but it's
easier, I think.
Yeah, it's better for your mental health. So much better you have some sort of routine. Definitely, even if you're working for the moment.
You'll have that, you know, routine for yourself, you'll have that steady income coming in, you know, you're going out to the house with a little coffee in the flask and you know that you're going to do something.
It keeps you steady, and if you've
got that mentality that you want to get back into work, just keep going at it.
I'm being wrong, I'm saying that to you know what I mean, and I'm just trying. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Okay, so this care setting that you was in, we've got, is it Bonethi Institution?
Yeah.
Okay, and is that in Angus?
Right, no, I was a child, but I have letters that I sent home. My sister kept letters. And I'm going to look at the exact, you know what I mean? Give me 2 seconds, actually. I just thought there's something.
Yes, no worries.
No. I'm sure this says... Is it Blairgowrie, Perthshire?
Okay, do you wanna spell that out for me? I'll give it a little say.
Yeah. So right, so it says here, right? So it's
B L
A I R. I can't really see this. G O W. So it's in Perthshire.
Okay, in Perthshire. Okay, and so are you saying that the Blairgowrie was your care setting? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, it was Fornethy School, so Fornethy is F-O-R-N-E-T-H-Y.
Okay.
So, I can't even write it. It's in pencil. I don't know how they've lasted all this long. It's nearly 4 years these letters have lasted.
That's amazing. Fornethy School. Fornethy Scotland. Alright, let's have a look, see what comes up.
I think they've pulled it down.
Actually, yeah.
They tried to get rid of every bit of evidence that ever existed by the way. Before, they took through file with women that had been more abused than I was, let's just say.
Yeah.
They destroyed every... They tried to say that we were imagining that we had been sent to this place. It was an absolute shit show. Because every teacher was worse than the last.
Yeah, wow.
And they were just seriously abusing wee girls. It was vile the way, like, listen, the police said me sitting and sitting, they were the monsters. Monsters.
Wow.
Like, you're in a hotel, you didn't want to eat certain things, they beat the shit out of you, force-fed you. I'm just glad, I have memories, but I don't think I was abused early, I don't remember it, and if I did, I don't want to remember it.
Yeah,
of course. Things that started happening when I came home that can only explain certain things, but if that happens to me, my mind's blocked the shit out and I don't ever want to know about it.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? So, because one of the women was kind of, and I went, oh no, sweetheart, I don't have any memories like that, so I believe it never happened to me.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I'm like, that is it, and that's as far as I'm willing to go with that thought.
Of course, I get that. So how long would you say you was at Spore and Effie for?
Right, so I got sent for 8 weeks, I think.
And was that the only time that you were placed there?
No, I was placed at another place years after that, and my sister said, "Sweet, I don't know why my mum and dad sent you, because you were devastated, screaming and everything, they still sent you."
Ah, wow.
So, you know, like, all that for, it's not my fault, you had 5 kids, you needed a break, don't send me to these places.
Yeah,
but obviously, you're a kid, your parents don't, you know, like, you're making this shit up. So I sent, but it was a different one I got sent to, and to be quite honest, I got sent to one after that, and it was so good.
Can you remember what that was called?
St. Columba of Iona.
St. Columba.
Yeah, that was an amazing place. And I remember that was right at the borders between Scotland and England. I don't remember the dress, anything like that, and I wonder why I don't remember that, because I enjoyed it. That's maybe why I don't remember so many things as I remember about the other place. Because they treated us right, so we just had fun.
Well, from what I can see here, for someone who you're saying it wasn't so religious, this is a very religious place.
Listen, I'm not religious, my parents are religious. No, so, I mean, I'm not religious, but my parents... They're Catholics, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So this dates back to the 6th century?
Yeah, it's very modern. I was brought up with, you know what I mean, Catholicism. And the madness it is, I'm a gay woman. I was mentally tortured by that shit. I thought if I came out that I actually believed that I was sinning. And that, you know what I mean? The shit that religion does to you.
Yeah, no, I understand. So how long would you say you was at St. Columba of Iona?
Probably around about the same time, like.
Was it around about 8 weeks?
About 6-8 weeks, aye, just about the same time. 8 weeks. And I know I love that place.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, with all these institutions obviously you was placed under, and obviously your... your GP and whatnot. When I requested these records to be sent to me, once I do receive them, would you like them to share these records with yourself?
Maybe. If when it comes up, I'll think about it. Sometimes
of course.
When all your old madness is just terrifying.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's completely fine. Well, I'll give you a little bit of a spiel in a minute. Which I've unfortunately got to do, and then once, obviously within that spiel, obviously you'll understand what I mean when I say, obviously, you know, you can change your mind at any time.
Liz
obviously asked that question that I just asked.
Really?
I'm not sure if records are to be shared. Okay. So yeah, obviously just to let you know, Kate, it is going to be a roughly around a 6 to 12 month process with yourself today. So I am going to be your case handler. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to present the biggest and best case that I can to the Scottish Government. Now, as I said, it is going to be a long process, but you have been designated as a vulnerable citizen by the Scottish Government. And what I mean by that is they've given us an application number for your application to the Scottish Redress. And obviously that's just obviously for your time and care. So what happens is when it comes to a decision, this is a decision made by an independent panel. Now, it's all done behind closed doors. You or I don't have to attend anywhere.
Yeah.
And obviously, near the time, I will be letting you know when the date of obviously this case is to be heard, and obviously the outcome of it too. So obviously, just before I do conclude the phone call, I just want to take one step back and just reassure you of the funding options that are out there for you. Whether you want to still use ourselves, or you want to look elsewhere or go through the process elsewhere, that's entirely your entitlement.
I'm just happy to go overuse him. I'm not really that.
Okay, attack. Well, just for our compliance, for our compliance team, I'm just going to read out these three options to you. Obviously, I do understand that you still want to use MMA Legal, which is perfect. I'm obviously grateful for that. It'll take me about 2 months to get through, and then once I'm done, you'll be good to go. Okay.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Okay, so obviously, the option one for yourself out there is obviously you can apply to this and do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm representing you. And what that means is obviously gather your own case and evidence and presenting that. Or option two is you can use another law firm in England or Scotland or solicitor, and one that is linked to the Scottish Government's legal fee scheme, where they're paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government for obviously legal advice and cases that they are going to be fighting. But win or lose, they obviously that's the fee that they get. But obviously, for legal reasons, I can't tell you or advise you how or what they do about their cases. But what I can advise is, obviously, with options three and ourselves, is we are a private and independent law firm. So what we do is we take a percentage of your compensation, which is 16% plus VAT, which totals 19.2%. Now, that's a capped figure. We'll never take anything more. And for whatever reason, if this case doesn't go in our favour and we do lose this case, we will not compensate you for any fees or anything like that. So we'll never put you under any financial pressure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So yes, we do work off a no-win, no-fee basis.
Right, okay.
Okay,
listen, I'm happy to go along with you. I'm happy to sit with you. I'm not going to go and do that myself, you know what I mean? And I don't need to change to a Scottish firm or whatever else, you know what I mean? Scouts are one in the same house. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm like, no, North London accent, I've got here.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I do have a colleague who's a Cockney, so she's got the London accent as well. She's got two of
your I'm not trying to get that person that spoke to you a London accent. I'm scared of judgment, and I'm like,
we've all got our preferences, haven't we? We've all got our preferences.
Definitely, we're all judgmental as fuck. Can we say we're not? We certainly are.
Yeah.
No, but I'm happy to go along with it. I'm all good with that.
Perfect, not a problem. So just before I'm through, I do say I need to call. Do you have any questions for me at all, Dave?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. Well, I will be updating you every 4 to 5 weeks with this case.
Okay.
And like I said, there is going to be a telephone process. So you'll be hearing from me, roughly every month, whether that be by phone or email. If you have any questions or anything in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call. Just save this number, and as I said, my name's Aaron. If you've got any questions, anything like that in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call, okay?
Okay.
Not a problem, Kate. Thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate that, and have a lovely day.
Right, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Kate. Bye now.